This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 6th, A.D. 2023. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Violence continues in India's northeast Manipur state, claiming the lives of 8 people last week. Christians from the ethnic Kuki Zo group have faced attacks since May from the Hindu-majority population. The attacks have led to the deaths of 131 Christians and the destruction of 200 of their villages, as well as 360 of their church buildings. The unrest has displaced over 40,000 people. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in India, ranked 11th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Want some good news? About 7,000 people attended the UK March for Life over the weekend. A press release from the event noted, quote, "A growing number of abortion supporters comprising various groups were also present in a counter-protest, but it seemed like nothing could dampen the spirits of the March for Life crowd as they sang, danced, and prayed their way along the streets," end quote. Isabel von Spruce spoke at the event after having been arrested for praying silently outside an abortion mill in Britain. Listen.
"I have been arrested twice now for praying silently near an abortion centre. I was told my prayers were an offence. When I told the police officer that I disagreed that my prayers were offensive, he became more emphatic. Your prayers are an offence, he told me. I'll tell you what's offensive here. Abortion pills being sent out to women and teenage girls through the post without a doctor so much as speaking to them, let alone seeing them. And what is offensive is women in late-term pregnancy being able to phone abortion providers who require no scans or face-to-face consultations because they accept the say-so of every desperate and distraught woman who phones them. And these women being posted out abortion pills like their vitamins. What is offensive is that when our country has the highest ever abortion figures, 100,000 of them annually being repeat abortions, the only response we hear from our government is to clamp down on those painfully offering alternatives outside abortion centres."
Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter." Here's some more good news. In the United States, Alaska is the latest state to ban transgenderism in sports. Last Thursday, the state's Board of Education unanimously voted to keep men out of women's sports. The proposal stated, quote, "If a separate high school athletics team is established for female students, participation shall be limited to females who were assigned female at birth," end quote. Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy wrote on Facebook, quote, "Thank you to the State Board of Education for acting to protect the opportunity for girls to participate in high school sports in a division that is safe, fair, and competitive," end quote. At least 23 other states have passed similar measures. Good news story number 3. On Tuesday, the state of California agreed to a nearly $200,000 settlement with Right to Life of Central California. Represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, the pro-life group sued the state over a law that put censorship zones around abortion mills. Denise Harl with Alliance Defending Freedom said, quote, "Women facing unplanned pregnancies deserve to have full support and resources available to them when they choose life for their unborn children. Yet the state of California unconstitutionally tried to silence the voices of those advocating on their behalf. This is a significant victory, not only for our client, Right to Life, but for every other speaker in California," end quote. Lifeway Research released data on the age of pastors in the U.S. The average age of Protestant pastors has remained stable over the past 10 years, 53.6 years of age in 2013, and 53.8 now. Evangelical pastors are slightly younger on average at 53.8 than pastors from mainline denominations who average 54.8 years of age. Overall, religious leaders in the U.S. are aging more along with congregations. Average clergy age rose from 50 in 2000 to 57 in 2020. And those who attend religious services are twice as likely as the average American to be 65 or older, 33% versus 17%. And finally, today is the anniversary of when a group of Christians known as the Pilgrims set sail from England for the New World. Over 100 passengers boarded the Mayflower on September 6, 1620. After an arduous two-month journey across the Atlantic, the Pilgrims landed at what is now Cape Cod, Massachusetts on November 9, 1620. By December 18th, the Mayflower anchored at Plymouth Rock, where the Pilgrims formed the first permanent settlement of Europeans in New England. Before going ashore, the Pilgrims signed the famous Mayflower Compact. It stated their effort to plant a colony in the New World was, quote, undertaken for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, end quote. Psalm 33, verse 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, September 6th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.